Okay, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezayin. We are starting the world of David HaMelech for the next Sefer and a half. The second half of Shmuel Aleph, all of Shmuel Beis. We have the story of David all the way until Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, when David HaMelech dies. David is on the scene. David, probably the most colorful figure in all of Tanakh. I saw a study a long time ago done when they asked people, who is your favorite person in all the Bible? And the answer was, Jew and non-Jew alike, David HaMelech. He is the one that personifies the human condition, all the different emotions. He is David, and we could all relate to David. So here he is introduced to us. And Perek Tezayin, Shaul, we know, has just lost the Malchus based on his two sins, not waiting for Shmuel to bring the carbon in Gilgal, and not wiping out Amalek after he was specifically commanded to. So he loses the Malchus, and here is where Hashem gives the tzivui. Hashem says to Shmuel, stop mourning over Shaul, go be mamlich, someone from the house of Yishai. Shmuel says, but I'm nervous, what happens if Shaul finds out? Hashem says, don't worry, take an animal and pretend that you're going to bring a carbon. So he goes to Yishai's house, and he invites them, and he sees Yishai's first son, and he says, oh, Eliab, this must be the king. Hashem says, no, don't look on the outside. Don't look at how handsome he is. That's not the one that I see. And he goes through each of the sons, and none of them are the ones that Hashem picked. Shmuel knows that it's one of the sons of Yishai, so he asks Yishai, you have any more boys? He says, one, I have one other small boy who is with its own. Bring him. Right when he walks in, Hashem says, that's the man. Kum mashacheu kisehu, that is him. Shmuel takes the Karen Hashem and takes the horn of oil, anoints David, and all of a sudden there was a Ruach Hashem on David from that day on. Shmuel gets up and leaves, and the very next pasuk says that the Ruach Hashem left Shaul, and he had a Ruach Ra'a on him instead. The Avdei Shaul realize that he has this Ruach Ra'a. He is sad. He is in a difficult situation. And they say to him, maybe you should get a menagin. Maybe you should get a harp player to be able to make yourself a simcha. Who's a good harp player? So they look around like, oh, Yishai has a son, David. They didn't know. It wasn't public that he was anointed. They get David. And ironically, David is the harp player for Shaul whenever Shaul gets upset. And the parak ends that they become even very close in their relationship. Now let's get into the details of the parak itself. So the parak starts off, Ayomar Hashem el Shmuel, Ad Masai Atom Misabel el Shaul. How long are you going to mourn over Shaul? Shmuel was still very upset and he was mourning. He was still in a state of shock. Why is he, and therefore you have to stop, says Hashem. Vani Ma'astiv Mimloch al Yisrael. I've had enough. I was Moes. He's not to be the king. Malei Karnach Hashem, and go anoint somebody to the son in the family of Yishai Beis Halachmi. Says the Malbim, Avelus is generally for one of two reasons. Either because of the tremendous value of the loss that took place, number one, or number two, there's nobody that can take the place of the person that was lost. So, says the Malbim, that's what he's saying here. Number one, why are you so upset? I don't want him to be the king. So he's not valuable to me to be the king anymore, number one. Number two, you think there's nobody to replace him. There is somebody to replace him. Go to the house of Yishai, and you will find someone to replace him. The Mishpat Zav even suggests in the name of Achronim that Hashem needed Shmuel to be besimcha in order to anoint David, and therefore he says you have to have sabe avelos ein shchina shore el mitoch simcha, and therefore you have to stop. So continues the pasuk, vani ma'astiv bimloch al Yisrael, I've had enough, malei karnach Hashemin, fill your karen with oil. So this for sure, though we had a controversy, what type of oil was Shaul anointed with? We had a machlokas rishonim between the Radak and the Rambam, whether it was the fake Shem and Shemen Afar Simon, because he wasn't from Malchus Beis David, or it was the real one, because David wasn't chosen yet. But here, for sure, clearly, it was the real oil, the Shemen HaMishchah, that was put in the Keren and was going to be used. The Radak describes here, based on the Gemara and Maseches Harios, how exactly Mashiach was done. You pour it on the head, then you did a little a shape of a of a crown, and then you poured more on the head. Described. V'lech v'eshlachal Yishai beis halachmi, and I'm going to send you to Yishai, ki ra'isi bebanav li melech, because I see in his sons, li, for me. The Radak emphasizes, not for the Am. Unlike Shaul, this one's for me. Li for me. Velo amar li Yisrael melech. Ratzol omar li sheyia lavodasi. V'yishma elai l'chol asher atzavenu. He's going to listen to me, not like Shaul, in this regard, says Hashem. Yishai in Chazal, we know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos at Baba Basra, he was one of the four people that never sinned. Yishai, Kilav, Amram, and Binyamin, the four people that never sinned, and we mentioned in the past that they were all very close to somebody who changed, who made a difference in Klal Yisrael. Those four were amazing tzaddikim, but they weren't the ones that made the difference for Am Yisrael and for Jewish history, but it was somebody related to them. And in this case, it was David. David ben Yishai, as we know. Vayomer Shmuel, but Shmuel says to Hashem, Eich Eilech, V'shama Shol V'Araguni, how can I go? How could I go? Shaul's going to kill me if he hears that I'm going, and he's going to find out what I'm going to be doing. Ask the Malbim. Hashem gave him a tzivi to go. What was the problem here? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. So a couple of answers given to this challenging pasuk. Number one, the Malbim says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a tzivi to a Navi to do something that inherently is dangerous and inherently requires a miracle, then obviously the Navi knows Hashem is promising him a miracle. Because inherently, to go into the lion's den, to go do something dangerous. But here, inherently, who says Shaul's going to find out? Who says that there is a nace that is inherent in here? That's why he was scared. That's what Shaul says. Aval acher shepo lo haya hakavana sheyelech bepirsum v'yishiyachazik shlichu so'aydei nace v'yem kein im yodea l'shaul de right b'mikre v'yirtza lahargo v'yinatza b'nace lo yia nace l'sorach shlichus b'chlal. Right, so therefore Shmuel was upset, was nervous. Or one could just say, like the Radak says and the Gemara discusses, "Ein somchan al anes," where we don't rely on nisim, and we find throughout the Radak says by Yaakov Avinu and by David when he was running away from Shaul and by God Hanavi, right? Nobody was ever somich al anes. They realized that maybe Shema Yigra Machet, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, right? So they were nervous about it, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them they wanted to take all the precautions that they could do. Throughout all the milchamas that we've been discussing in Shoftim and here in this Sefer, various times there are strategies used, even though it ended up being biderech nes. There is a couple of other thoughts to mention regarding this, and that is the first from the Netziv. The Netziv writes in the Hamak Davar in Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe says, "Mi Lashem Elai," and he announces to Bnei Yisrael, "Who's on my side?" And Bnei Levi come, Moshe wasn't just saying who didn't do Avodah Zarah. Because as the Netziv says, most Bnei Yisrael didn't do Avodah Zarah. So why did only Bnei Levi come? So explains the Netziv, Moshe knew that what he was about to do was he was about to ask them to do something dangerous. To kill their brethren, they were going to fight back. Who could be on that level to be worthy of Nisim? And even though we say, Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizokin, as the Gemara says in Psachim, Shchiyach Hazeka Shaini, where it's common to be damaged and to be hurt, you can't rely on Shluchei Mitzvah. But there's an exception to the rule. Says the Netziv, if somebody is totally shakua and kashur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally, so then there's nothing to worry about. If he's totally connected to Hashem, that's what he means by the words, Mi Lashem Elai. Who is to Hashem for me? Who is there? Who is on that level that even, forget you didn't do Avodah Zarah, but even though I'm sending you into a Makam Sakana, still. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, says the Netziv, go, because he knew that Shmuel was connected. But then Shmuel says back to him, Shmuel says, I don't know if I'm on that level. Shmuel Anavi, he gilg me the Gavoazu. Mishum Hachi, Hashem didn't tell him. Aval Shmuel Hirgish Ba'atzmo. Shmuel says, I'm not on that level, and maybe because I'm still sad about Shaul, my first handiwork. Remember, he was upset about that. So he wasn't totally besimcha to do the mitzvah, so Hashem says, okay, I guess you do need the nace, and yes, you do need the cover-up, and therefore I will help you even biderech hateva. So that is the Netziv Sa'ara. So, Hashem answers him, fine, Vayomer Hashem. Eglas bakar tikach v'yadecha, take a cow. Va'amarta lesbach l'shem basi, so you'll say that I'm going to bring the carbon. The Gemara in Yevamis, Taf Samachay, quotes this as one of the makoros of Mutter l'shanos mipnei Hashalom. We know it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it from Hashem by Sarah and Avraham, when Hashem tells Avraham that Sarah thought that she was old and does not repeat the whole truth. Right, doesn't repeat the whole truth, only says part of the truth. So that, you see, Mishanah b'nei Hashalom b'ayah. So here too, Mishanah b'nei Hashalom, in order to save his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to do that. V'karasa liYishai bazavach, and then you should go to Beis Lechem and go to Yishai, call him for a karban. V'anochi, remember, the Mishkan was not set up with the Aron, and therefore, bamos were mutter. V'anochi odiecha ez asher taaseh. I will let you know what to do there. Mashachta li es asher omar elecha. I will tell you to anoint he that I tell you. Why didn't he tell him who he was going to anoint yet? Because he wanted it to be, says the Radak, a total nace. So everybody would see that this isn't Shmuel's doing. Shmuel would think somebody else even first. And only at once Hashem tells him, would he anoint? So what happens? Vayash Shmuel does exactly that. He comes to Beis Lechem. Vayecher duzik. And you look, I saw everybody get scared and nervous. They run to Shmuel like, whoa, what's going on? Right? Shmuel wasn't the leader anymore that used to travel. He used to travel, but not anymore. So they were like, what's going on? They were nervous. The Malbim says that he had an egles bakar. Maybe they thought that there was a corpse found outside the city. An anonymous corpse, egla rufa they were doing. And that's why he brought the egla. The Musar Nevi'im even goes one step further and says, yes, egla rufa. But it's not only for the townspeople, but it was for Shaul. Just in case he's found out, says the Musar HaNevi'im, he wants to remind Shaul of Egla Arufa. Number one, the value of every human life. Have Rachmanis on me. And number two, his mistaken Kal V'chomer that we learned about in the last parak of Vayorev Banachal, where Shaul said, if for Egla Arufa, you have to do everything you can to save one human life, surely, to wipe out a whole city, I can't do that. So he made a mistake there. So maybe that's another reason why Dafka Egla Rufa, why he takes an Eglas Bakar. Hashem tells him to take an Eglas Bakar. Good. Vayash Shmuel, Eis Asher Dibur Hashem. Shmuel does that. He comes to Beit Lechem, as we said, and they're all scared. And he says, don't worry about it. Shalom Boecha. Shavayom Ras Shalom, Lizbach Lashem Basi. I've come to give a karban. And please find me Yishai and his sons. So they come. Vahiba Vaoam Vayaret Eliav. So first he sees Eliav, the Bechor, the oldest of Yishai, Vayomer. Shmuel says, Ach, neged Hashem Mashiach. I see, this is the anointed one, this is the one I'm going to pour the oil on. Why did he think that? So Radak explains. He was tall, he was handsome, he was just like Shaul. And just like it worked for Shaul, so that's what he thought. The Radak says, Ra'ahu yafet tzura v'koma k'shaul, v'chashav ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocher ba'anashim yafet koma v'tzura l'malchus k'dei she'im mora'o al'am. Remember, there's a somta simalecha melech, you have to have the mora. So Shmuel thought, this is it. And Hashem says to him, no. Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, al tabet al marehu. Don't judge things by their outside. Al gvoa kamaso. Don't judge it. Right? Rashi quotes here, the Chazal we mentioned a couple of prakim ago. That is, you are not the Ro'eh. Remember when Shaul was looking for his donkeys and they asked, where's the Ro'eh? And he says, Anochi ha-Ro'eh. And we said, even though the pashtus is that he didn't do anything wrong, there was a little tinge, Chazal assume. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt of gaiva. And therefore, here he's paid back. Hashem, Rashi quotes here, Afal pi shekarat al atzmecha roeh, she'amarta l'shol anochi haroeh, kan ani modiacha she'incha roeh. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ultimate vision. So he says, don't look at Mareyu v'gova kamaso, ki ma'astihu. I have become disgusted with him. What does that mean? Just say, he's not the one. It says, I have become disgusted. What is that mashma? The Gemara says in Psachim, that Eliyav had been the chosen one. We would have davened for, not David ben Yishai, Eliyav ben Yishai. He was the one that was supposed to be the Goel, Eliyav. But he lost it because he had a midah of ka'as. Says the Gemara, Amr Psachim, Samach Vav, Amr Bimani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoes. Anyone who gets angry, Afilu Poskin Alav Gdula Min HaShemayim, even though he's supposed to have a great position, Moridin Oso, you take it away from him, Minolan Mi Eliyav, you know it from Eliyav, from right here, Vayicha, he says, you know it from right here, it was taken away from him. Where do you see that he was in a Ka'ason, as Rashi says, where do you see he gets angry? So that will have to wait in another parak, right? We'll see in the next parak, when we have in Perek Yud Zayin, we have David coming to save the day from Goliath. In Pasach Chavches, Eliyav gets angry. What's David doing on the battlefield? Vayichar af Eliyav b'David, vayomer lama ze yaradata. V'yalmina tashta maratzon aina. Who'd you leave the sheep with? Ani adati don chai. No, your kind. You just came to see current events. You're a hacker. You just want to know what's going on here. And he screams at him. It says, Vayichar. So he had this midah of ka'as in him, and that's why he lost it. There's a very deep michtam Eliyahu. Rav Dessler writes in the fourth volume, on page 300 and 301, he says, don't we usually know that a person is only nidon basher husham, like by Yishmael? So why here? He didn't do that yet. That chait was in the next parak. But what about now? He just has that midah. So says Rav Dessler, when it comes to the individual, fine, you might say basher husham. But when it comes for the good of Klal Yisrael, often, maybe not always, right? Yishmael would have been for the good of Klal Yisrael to stop him, but that was the ultimate plan of Hashem. But you see here, Eliyahu, because he had that midah in him, and we see the reflection of that later on, but he already was rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Klal couldn't take it. Because this is the Melech that was going to be for Klal Yisrael, and therefore he was rejected based on the midah in him that he had. So Hashem says he's not the one. Ki lo asher yireh ha'adam, because I, says Hashem, don't see like man. Beautiful pasuk. Ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim, v'Hashem yireh la'levav. Man sees with his eyes, and only what his eyes see. But Hashem can see into the heart. So Yishai calls his other sons. Next, Avinadav. No, not him. And Shama. No, not him. All of them, and none of them are there. All seven. And he says, you have any more? He says, I have another one by the sheep. There is a stira in the psukim. In Divrei Hayamim, it seems like there were seven sons, and David was the seventh. You get the impression from this parak that there were seven plus David. David was number eight. Rashi says in the next parak, maybe one of them died in the middle, and that's why he became the seventh son. The Mitzudas David here quotes, there was another son called Eliyahu. But either way, one place he's called seven, one place he's called eight. He's known as the seventh, because seven is always the magical one, and David is seven. But Yomer Shmuel, Yishai, Shmuel says again Shmuel says to Yishai, none of these, where's your other son? He says, Od Sha'ar HaKatan. I have another one. Chazal say he was in his late 20s at the time. V'nei Roe Batzon, V'yomer Shmuel, Yishai, Shilcha V'Gachenu, go bring him. I'm not leaving. And they bring him, and how is David first described? The first thing we know about David HaMelech in Tanakh is, V'hu Admoni. He is a redhead. Im Yafei Einayim, beautiful eyes, V'tov Roi. And good to see, V'yomer Hashem, Kum Meshacheyu Kizehu. Get up, he's the king, anoint him, he is the one. The Medrash tells us, goes into each of these midos. For example, Tov Roi, the Koheles Rabbah says, Tov Roi, what does that mean? Whoever saw him remembered his learning. Kol Misha Roe Oso Zochores Talmudo. That could mean Kabbalistic, but it could mean Lamaisa. If whenever you're around like an amazing tzaddik, we're always inspired to do the right thing. Right? It's such an awesome to see a halachic man who lives everything related to halacha. So then that's an amazing ability just to be near. That's what Aaron HaKohen did, right? One of the Midrashim met Oev Shalom or Odev Shalom. Aaron would befriend a person, and the person would say, well, how could I do anything bad when Aaron's around? Aaron's my friend, right? So that's how he affected people. That's Tov Roi. The other Achronim say, maybe it's connected. He says, Admoni, who is the only other person who's Admoni that we know of? Esav and David. So how do we put together these two? They have the same midos. The answer is, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that when a person is born under certain constellation, he has a certain netios. The question is, what is he going to channel that towards? Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav. If somebody's born under Madim, he could be a murderer, he could be a doctor, he could be a ganav, he could be a shochet, he could be a moel. So Esav channeled it in one way, and David channeled it in the other way. Right? That is the Admoni. It's balance with the Yifei Einayim. It's not just Admoni, it's the Yifei Einayim, and that's the one, Kum Ashreyu Kizehu. So what happens, Shmuel gets up, and he takes the Karen Hashemen. The Medrash even says, amazing, that the oil started bubbling as it got close to David, as if it was excited, like, this is the ultimate, this is what I was created for. So it says, bubbling. Vayim Shachoso Bekerev Echad, and he anoints him Bekerev Echad. What does that mean? So you might say, like the Malbim says, like he wanted a minion. Eight sons, plus Shmuel, plus Yishai. The pashas is, it doesn't sound like the brothers knew about this in the coming prakim. They would have told people, and it's clear that nobody else knew about it. But either way, so it means maybe amongst, from amongst the people. And what happens right after he has the oil poured on him, Vatitzlach Ruach Hashem El David. The Ruach Hashem goes on to David. The Targum says this means Nevuah. From that day and on, Shmuel leaves. And the very next pasuk, the Ruach Hashem Sara Meim Shaul. The Ruach Hashem turns from Shaul Uvi Asasu Ruach Ra Me'es Hashem. And he has a Ruach Ra'a on there. Says the Abarbanel. This is a crucial Abarbanel to use for the next 15 prakim. Because as we'll see, for the next 15 prakim, the Sha'ul is possessed. He's possessed in terms, he's going to get possessed in terms of killing David. He killed, like, what happened to the tzaddik, Ben Shana Lamocho? So what happened here? So the Malbim, the Abarbanel says, because, right, first of all, the special Ruach Hashem, which is godless and gvura and connection to God, you can only have one in every generation. He says, for kingdom. So right when it was Husar from one, it goes on to the other. That's why he says it wasn't, the Pasuk doesn't say that it was Husar when he did the chait, and when Shaul promised that it would be ripped away from him. Only now when David got it. And then he says, once that happened, Shaul felt it. He realized he wasn't the king anymore. And he felt himself going down. And therefore he became tremendously depressed. And he relived every moment. He relived that moment of the tearing of the beged and the sharp words that Shmuel told him, you lost the Malchus. And he keeps reliving that. Umitokzeh, says the Abarbanel, Nisraf Damo, V'nishave bo choli ha-melinkali. Depression. Ha-mishave ba-adam misreifas ha-dam ba-adumas rufa. V'karkosu ha-rofim. And the doctors talk about it. V'yikralo etzar, v'da'aga, v'yifached, v'yirad, v'yigash, v'pachay nefesh. Like we know that it happens to people. His servants thought that he was just a little depressed and he was upset, but he still had the Ruach Elokim. That's why they wanted to cheer him up. They didn't realize what happened. But he felt it. He felt it and he couldn't. That's why he kept it coming back. Okay, so what happens? He loses it. He has this Ruach Hashem Ra'ah. And his servants say, maybe you should get a menagin, bakinor, to cheer you up. So Shaul says, who knows a great menagin? So one of the na'arim say, I know. Chazal say, who is this na'ar? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Doeg ha'adomi, who was always a troublemaker, who on the surface seems that he was doing him a favor, l'shem shamayim niskavin, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel, says that no. L'shem ra, he already wanted to implant jealousy into Shaul's heart about David. He didn't know for sure which of the sons was going to be the king, but he took a good guess, possibly, and it was David. So what happened? So they called David, and David plays the harp. Amazingly, David is the one that's in Shaul's house. He loves him. Rabbi Alan Schwartz once pointed out that this story reminds us of Moshe growing up in the house of Paro. Right? The one that's going to turn over this Malchus is the one that grows up. Could be related to that Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra in Parsha Shmo says that why did Moshe have to grow up in Paro's home? Because he couldn't have that slave mentality which the rest of Am Yisrael had. He had to be in a mentality of royalty. David also. David was getting into the mentality of royalty, being in this house, and therefore he's already inside. Ready inside, and whenever he played the harp, it says that David v'ravach l'shol v'tovlo, David shol would be relieved. He loved it. V'sar me'alav ruach hara. Maybe not only the harp, but because David was the one that had the ruach Hashem. So being in the same room with Shol, that itself, and the harp was just the way to cover up for the removal of the ruach ra. Baruch Hashem, we have a haschala into story of David HaMelech. Next perek will be David meets Goliath. We'll stop here.